Welcome to my library.
This is Web Genie with an audiobook review for Dragon Page Cover to Cover. This is a review of Steampunk, edited by Kelly Link and Gavin J. Grant. Steampunk will be published by Candlewick Press in October of this year. You can pre-order from Amazon Canada for $16.30. I do enjoy a good short story anthology, and Steampunk really fits the bill. It offers 14 terrific stories, all in the steampunk genre, although some of them are pretty loosely connected. I'm looking at you, Garth Nix. And the quality of the stories are uniformly good. So in this case, I'd like to mention a few of the standouts, starting with The Last Ride of the Glory Girls by Libba Bray. In 37 short pages, she gives us a fully imagined world, set on some future planet which has a decidedly Western steampunk vibe. Her heroine solves her problems with grit, ingenuity, and her gift for repairing clockwork mechanisms. I wouldn't mind reading more set in this world. Libba Bray is the author of a number of books, including A Great and Terrible Beauty, The Sweet Far Thing, and Rebel Angels, all books which are now on my to-be-read list on the basis of this story. And she has one of the most annoying flash-driven websites I've run into in a long time. In Gethsemane by Elizabeth Knox, we have a Caribbean-flavored adventure. Elizabeth Knox is the author of The Vintner's Luck and Daylight. Gethsemane features a runaway caught up in earth-shaking events. The Summer People by Kelly Link manages to combine fairy-made clockworks with Appalachian pathos. This story feels like a window on a larger world with many more possible stories. As for me, I keep wondering what will happen when the Fairy Queen finishes molting. Steam Girl by Dylan Horrocks. Dylan is a comic book artist, and Steam Girl describes a vision of the world where a well-written comic changes a boy's view of himself and the world around him. Everything Amiable and Obliging by Holly Black offers a Victorian romance where our heroine is troubled by the lack of free will experienced by robots. And The Oracle Engine by M.T. Anderson. His story combines Roman legions, historical figures, revenge, and difference engines. M.T. Anderson is the author of Feed, and his website has a delightful steampunk feel. The other authors in this collection include Cassandra Clare, Cory Doctorow, Sean Chang, Isabel S. Wilfs, Delia Sherman, Garth Nix, Christopher Rowe, and Kathleen Jennings. I received an electronic ARC for review purposes, so now I'm going to have to wait impatiently for it to be published so I can buy a copy to share. So please, check out Steampunk, recommended to you by Web Genie.